Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Everybody, welcome back. Hope you guys are having a fantastic morning, noon, or night, wherever you guys are in the world, whatever time it is. You're certainly in the right place because we're joined by Emmett Hollier, business and operations lead over at Solana Mobile. This is big, guys. This is one that I was particularly excited about to meet you. So, Emmett, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, let's just start before we dive into Solana and Saga, which is the new Web3 enabled mobile device. Let's get to know who you are.
I joined the Solana Mobile team about a year ago. So, for those who caught the announcement last year, about April, March of last year, we started to put together a very small team. So, at that point, it was our head of engineering and me, and that was the whole team.
There you go.
made an announcement, and then we had 12 months to kind of put the whole thing together. So in the past year, I've been doing everything from partnerships to growth to operations, getting actual phones delivered to actual customers. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great year. Before that, I was with Google for a few years doing consulting, specifically in conversational AI. So maybe a few years ahead
there. You were way too ahead of the curve.
A little bit ahead there. So I did that for a few years, which gave me a real taste for kind of emerging tech that was struggling to find its way, but was like right on the precipice.
Totally.
And then before that, I did mobile product consulting for a long time. So got that, the mobile background, got the emerging tech background, and when this opportunity came up, it was a no-brainer.
Nice. Yeah. And how did it happen? Did you approach like Anatoly and Raj and you're like, hey, like I'm the guy for this, or did they reach out to you? How did this all, the magic happen?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to know a few people from Google who had gone to Solana Labs in the past year or so. And so when this project started sort of under wraps and it was a very small team.
The Skunk Works phase.
The Skunk Works, yeah, the code name phase.
Yeah.
It was a lot of engineering resources and then just kind of pulling from elsewhere within labs, getting a little bit of expertise here, a little bit of expertise there. And so when it became real, when it was like, okay, we're gonna do this, one of the team members who had been picking up a lot of the business and operation responsibilities was like, hey, we need somebody who can come in and own this full time. He reached out. I had a couple conversations with the team and the rest is history.
Wow,
yeah,
I love it. I mean, that is just a cool story because you've got the perfect background, mobile, emerging tech, crypto.
Yeah.
So Saga. So this is a new phone. This is an iPhone competitor. This is an Android phone competitor. I think that's fair to
it
say.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the phone.
Yeah, sure. So at the end of the day, Saga is a flagship Android device. So anybody who's ever used any Android device, it's going to look and feel very, very similar. So if you ever used a Pixel or a Galaxy.
Yep.
It still has that full Google suite, but what makes Saga revolutionary is what it enables on the crypto side.
Oh.
So specifically, there's kind of two key components that's just not available anywhere else. The first is Seed Vault. So
Seed Vault.
Seed Vault,
okay.
Yeah. So have you ever used a self-custodied wallet on mobile before?
Absolutely.
Have you ever been hacked by chance?
I'm knocking on wood. I have not.
Okay.
Anybody who's watching, please don't target me.
Yeah, all right. Well, so something that's unfortunately common in the world of mobile software is that user seeds, that cryptographic information that's so critical to remain safe if you're self-custodying your funds, that data is just not well protected in mobile. And so we wanted to
just found a vulnerability in Trust Wallet like 3 weeks ago or something. It was disclosed in November, and then they just finally patched it up and publicly disclosed it. And it was like, there's a lot of people that were hacked.
I know. It's unfortunate. There's been a handful in the Solana ecosystem. And so we knew that if we wanted to onboard 1 billion people into the world of self-custody, We needed to give them something that was easy and secure.
Totally.
And, you know, for those that have used hardware wallets, certainly, you know, checks the box from a security perspective.
Usability perspective.
Usability on mobile, not the greatest. So the first is Seed Vault. And really, Seed Vault is intended to give users that security that something like a hardware wallet will provide, but without the sort of awkward plugging it in or connecting with Bluetooth and pressing buttons constantly. We want those private keys to be right there in the phone, protected, secure, but make interactions extremely easy.
Yeah.
So that's one. The second...
And let me stop you there, actually, just to ask, is that like markedly different than, like, for instance, the iPhone's TEE, their trusted execution environment?
It's actually the exact tech, yeah. Okay. So the trusted execution environment, most modern processors have a secure element, a secure enclave, you'll hear those words interchangeably. What we've done is we've coded directly into that extremely safe environment all of the seed creation, deletion, signing activities that wallets typically are doing within their app code itself and are instead abstracting it away from the wallets. So if I'm a wallet and a user has generated a seed through Seed Vault, I don't know the private key. I don't need to know anything about it, just that it exists. Mm-hmm. And when a user wants to connect to it, when a user wants to sign a message, all I have to do is say, hey, Seed Vault, I have this request from a user. All of that gets abstracted away from Android, from the wallet. It's happening totally independently and securely. And then a user is brought back and the transaction's all done.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's a big innovation where, you know, we think it's really critical as we bring more and more users into self-custody that they don't have negative, insecure experiences that scare them away, frankly.
Yeah.
So that's the first innovation. And then the second is the dApp store. I'm sure you've seen many stories of anybody building in the crypto space at large having just a nightmarish time getting through the app store.
Oh my God. Process. Uniswap just got approved like a few weeks ago, and they've been in the queue for like a year.
Forever,
you know?
Yeah.
So I've never heard a good experience of any crypto company trying to get approved in the Apple App Store.
You know, and it's not, I mean, while it is absolutely felt most by crypto companies right now, that process has been a challenge for many app builders for years. In my years doing mobile product consulting, I would be working on an agricultural tech project and we would get a denied submission.
You're like, wait.
It can be hard to keep up. The rules.
Or sometimes you could get kicked off and you have no rationale as
no
to
way
why
to get back.
That's your whole business.
Yeah, exactly. And so given that the store policies themselves can be either a little bit vague or hard to cut through, and the fact that the fee structures exist in such a way that would make it extremely hard for Web3 business models to really succeed, we knew that we needed a new way to give users a home to the best mobile Web3 experiences in a way that was developer-friendly, that was crypto-friendly. And so that leads us to the Solana dApp store.
Love
so
that.
Solana dApp store comes on Saga. That's currently the only device that has it. But we intend it to be the home for all of the best mobile experiences in Web3. It looks and it feels very much like the App Store experiences that users already know.
Yep.
But it's got all of the Web3 apps with all of the Web3 features that just can't be gotten anywhere else.
Yeah. And so you're on the Saga phone, you're flipping through, it feels like the normal experience. You could go to, and I'm asking, the Android store and download your favorite Android apps as well as the Solana dApps.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
so
super cool.
So I've been using my Saga for about 6 months.
Wow.
The dApp store.
The beta version.
Yes. The dApp store wasn't ready until maybe 2 months ago.
Can I see it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what you just brought up is really critical. We're not asking users to take a journey that is totally foreign, right? There are a lot of competing, feel free to hold it. There are a lot of competing opportunities in terms of what mobile, the future of mobile and Web3 looks like. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to take users away from something that they were familiar with. We didn't want them to have to make sacrifices. So on this phone, you can do all the Web2 stuff.
Yeah, it feels just like an iPhone.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Can I show the camera real quick here?
Yeah,
so I get, the home screen because,
how
often do you guys get to see the launch of a brand new phone? It hasn't even been released yet, so it's super slick, and this is like not a paid promotion or anything. This is actually just super cool. It's got a nice camera, you know, clean buttons. It's exactly, you know, the weight of my iPhone.
Yeah.
Slick.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So, yeah, so it's got all of this kind of core smartphone stuff you need. But it layers in the Seed Vault, it layers in the dApp store, and really gives users who care about Web3 the best options, the best security, without having to make other sacrifices.
Yeah.
There will certainly be some people who buy this and think of it as their crypto burner, but we've started to actually ship units to the community for those early pre-orderers, and they're making the switch, right?
Yeah.
This is
the
their
full
phone,
switch.
Right? This is like the only phone that they've got. not just the secondary phone, just the thing I bring to buy NFTs when I'm at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I love it. I'm going to ask a hard question.
Sure.
And I don't know if I expect a full answer, but I got to just throw this pitch down the middle for you.
Yeah.
You're going up against Apple, right? Like, you're competing with Apple, and they're really hard to compete with, I imagine. Mm-hmm. So how do you, as the guy who's leading business and operations, think about attacking the smartphone market?
Yeah. This is the first iteration, right?
Like,
we can be totally honest. This success for us isn't selling a billion phones. I mean, if we sell a billion phones, I'll be happy. Don't
worry.
But the goal is to accelerate the whole of what Web3 looks like on mobile. So we do envision, you know, some people who were iPhone users who were frustrated because they couldn't do all the Web3 stuff that they cared about making the switch. We also expect plenty of Android users who are familiar with the operating system to come over. But we also hope that this starts to kind of spur the rest of the industry. We want to make the existing app stores more clear. We want them to be more crypto friendly. So while, yes, Apple sells phones, we have a phone, they are in a way directly competitive. Our goal is to just rise the tide and float all boats here. And so if people are happy to jump on this journey with us, we think this is the flagship Web3 experience on mobile. But that doesn't mean we're not trying to make everybody's Web3 experience on mobile better.
Totally. And actually, to that point, is the Saga some device that I could actually use Ethereum or Polygon or maybe even have a Bitcoin wallet on that?
Sure.
Or is it simply Solana?
Right now, it's Solana.
Okay.
But everything that we've built from an SDK perspective, what we call the Solana mobile stack, is fully open source.
Nice.
We want other communities to jump in. We want other communities to contribute. In an ideal world, you could have all of the wallets for all of the chains you want secured by Seed Vault, so that as a Web3 user, I don't have to make hard decisions.
Right.
I just know that my seeds are secure regardless of what chain I'm transacting
with. Right. So a trusted execution environment and cryptography are applicable to like all the different
chains.
All of
them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Now, when you think about your guys' roadmap, walk us through, you know, where we're at now, you know, spring, summer-ish of 2023, and kind of what the next phase looks like for you.
Yeah, so we just had our launch event 2 weeks ago, which is extremely exciting. So we've just now started to ship phones to the first pre-orders.
Nice.
It has been wild. I've run into people here in Austin who are part of the first batch of users. It's getting very real, which is super exciting. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that for the first people who are receiving the phone, for the first people who are buying, they're getting the best possible experience. So we're really focused on making sure that everything works as expected.
Yep.
We're trying to pull as many partners, as many builders into the dApp store as we can. So part of the reason I'm here in Austin is to connect with teams who maybe have a great desktop app, but haven't figured out the right way to get to mobile, or teams who are building for mobile, but just can't quite get across the finish line. We think that for that first cohort of users, we need to give them something that's great, safe, secure, but also has access to the best possible apps. So that's our short-term focus. As we start to look out a little bit further, the phone itself is going to release more broadly on May 8th. So pre-orderers are starting to receive their units now. For those that didn't pre-order, for those that wanted to wait and see some reviews, May 8th is when it becomes generally available. So as we start to ship to that cohort, we can start to look ahead.
Nice.
We can explore things like how we pull additional chains into the Seed Vault. We can explore building additional first-party experiences. I think we're in a bit of wait-and-see mode because we really want to start capturing feedback from both users and developers.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I'm hoping that, like, as you know, we're in a bear market right now, and you're launching this during a bear market, but I can't even wait to see what a bull market does to this phone because, you know, everybody's going to start wanting crypto. Everybody's going to want to have the phone that uses crypto. So I don't know how sales have gone yet, but they're probably at a low compared to what they can be once, you know, the whole technology kind of gets sussed out and the market returns.
Sure. Yeah. From a from an initial sales perspective, like I said, we're still in pre-orderers only mode. But seeing the conversion rate, seeing those people who in June of last year put down their $100 and they were like, I will be here whenever the phone comes.
Yeah. The loyalists.
The loyalists are loyal. And so it's been great to see. We haven't, frankly, we haven't been able to get phones in quickly enough to get to those users.
That's a good,
it's a good problem to have. Yeah. But then as we start to expand more broadly, I think, you know, market headwinds certainly, you know, affect a product launch like this, but we're feeling pretty confident that no matter how you're using crypto, having something that's safe and easy to access is going to be critical. Yeah. So as more and more users come into the ecosystem, as we find ways to kind of support them in new ways that perhaps the product doesn't right now, we're feeling extremely confident in terms of growth for the next year.
Well, I'm excited. Emmett Hollander, thank you so much for joining us
from
Solana Mobile, the new Saga. Check it out. Where could we drive some traffic? Where do you want people to go to learn more about it and potentially buy one?
Yep, so head to solanamobile.com. As I mentioned, sales open up broadly on May 8th. So you can sign up for emails. You'll get the ping as soon as the store switches over. So put in your order on May 8th. We're gonna start shipping those right away, and we can't wait to get Saga in your hands.
Love it. All right, Emmett, we'll see you around.
Thanks for having me, appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.